Lord be with you.
With
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so also I love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy might be complete. This is my commandment. Love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. This I command you: love one another." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Paul wrote a letter to the Philippians, apparently he was in a really good mood. He just got a goodie package from the Christians from Philippi. He says in the letter that he's surrounded by really close friends that are dedicated to him right to the end. He's bringing Christ to the household of Caesar, the epicenter of the Roman Empire. And he can't wait to be reunited with his fellow Christians again. Now, all this happiness is taking place in a Roman prison. So let me tell you a little bit about a Roman prison. They're the most hostile, deplorable, horrible places you would ever want to be on the planet. Just full of diseases and death. Now, how is it possible that Paul could have so much happiness in such a miserable place? Well, because joy is not the absence of pain and suffering. Joy is basking in the blessings. Running the Boston Marathon in the middle of the day, in the heat, with all the hills, will beat you up. The Boston course has no mercy. But when I ran the Boston Marathon, it was one of the most wonderful experiences I ever had. There were people lined up the whole course, four deep, cheering us on. There were, every mile, there were volunteers giving us water so we could cool ourselves off. When I finally crossed the finish line, I wished that every human being, at least one time in their lives, could have felt what I felt when I got to that line. I was just basking in the happiness. Now, I was having lunch with Father Sean, my confrere, and he asked me, "Do you really like running?" I go, "No, are you crazy? Of course not." I had to get up really early in the morning. Well, you guys are all sleeping in the dark and in the cold. You're miserable and you're uncomfortable the entire time. You can't wait till you finish. And after you're done, all your muscles ache. And he says, "Are you crazy? Why do you run then?" I said, "Because running is like having a valve attached to your body. And all the anxiety, all the stress, all the poison that gets inside of you from your difficult life just pours out of that valve. And you just feel peace." Yeah, I sleep great at night, and I used to have insomnia. Do you know I can eat anything, and never gain a pound? I feel great in the day. I get energy. I'm energized. I feel like I'm at my A game. I'm like basking in the happiness. And that's the point. That's the point. That no matter what you are doing in life, no matter how hard that road is, or how difficult you might be going through, there are going to be blessings that you can revel in, that you could you just bask in those blessings and those that greatness. You know, before Jesus died, he prayed to the Father. And it was his death wish. And he said, okay, I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll save the world. I'll die. Under one condition. That they may have joy. Completely. All the time. You want to make God happy? You want to really make God happy? And spend your lives answering that prayer. That no matter what difficulty you're going through, you spend your life basking in those blessings. Because they'll be there.